Okay, good afternoon. So the program is that I'm really going to make some opening remarks. Then I'm going to pass to Julie Gillard to make some remarks. And then we'll go over and sign the investment protocol. Then we'll come back and take questions. You appreciate this limited period of time for questions because the parliamentary reception. But we'll do that as soon as we can. But firstly, can I just welcome everyone here. I'm pleased to welcome Prime Minister Julie Gillard here to Wellington on her first visit to New Zealand as Prime Minister. Australia is our indispensable ally, partner and friend. Our relationship is growing stronger and closer all the time. We share close business and commerce links, and our people-to-people links are very strong, rooted from family ties to our rivalry on the sporting field. But nowhere is the bond between our two countries stronger than in our shared Anzac history and tradition. It is particularly poignant today to receive news that a New Zealand soldier serving in Afghanistan had been killed in a vehicle accident. Three other soldiers were injured, one seriously. I want to offer the New Zealand Government's sincerest condolences to the family of Private Kariki Mila. Both our defence forces are operating in a difficult and dangerous environment in Afghanistan in order to help the Afghan people. Later today, Prime Minister Gillard and I will lay wreaths at the National War Memorial to again acknowledge our shared Anzac history. Prime Minister Gillard's visit has been an excellent opportunity for us to talk about our shared ambitions to further develop the Trans-Tasman relationship. Last night we had a working dinner at Premier House, followed this morning by talks with myself and the Cabinet. Discussions had been wide-ranging and covered everything from the economic conditions we face to our security responsibilities both in the region and further afield, and the role that we play together. Prime Minister Gillard has just addressed the Inclusion Parliament earlier, an event that further underscores the close and unique nature of the relationship between our countries. In our talks, we have discussed the good progress we made on various fronts, and we will be releasing a joint statement on this shortly. We are continuing to progress the single economic market agenda to make a seamless trans-Tasman business environment a reality. A concrete example of that agenda is in the CER investment protocol, which we will sign shortly. It increases the screening thresholds above which foreign investment and business assets require regulatory approval. For New Zealand firms investing in Australia, the screening threshold will increase from Australian 231 million to Australian 1 billion. For Australian firms investing here, the threshold will increase from New Zealand 100 million to 477 million. These thresholds will be updated annually based on changes in GDP. This latest move builds on existing goods and services agreements and aligns CER with other modern, high-quality free trade agreements. I'll now pass over to Julie to say a few words and then we'll sign the investment protocol.
Thank you very much to Prime Minister Keith. Can I start by saying, as I said to the Parliament, Australia and New Zealand are family. The bonds between us are very, very strong indeed. And so on this occasion, where New Zealand is grieving the loss of a brave man in Afghanistan, I do want to offer my condolences and the condolences of the Australian people to the New Zealand people, and particularly to the family and friends of Private Mila. We know what it's like to grieve the loss of brave men in Afghanistan, and we will grieve this loss as one of our own. I do too want to reaffirm how honoured I felt to have the opportunity to address the members of the New Zealand Parliament and to be the first head of a foreign government to have that privilege. In honouring me, the New Zealand members of Parliament have honoured Australia, and I thank them for that. In that address, I talked about the bonds between our two countries. They've been forged through the Anzac tradition. They've also been forged by working together to build our economies and our prosperity. The trade liberalisation between us is gold standard. It is envied around the world. And today we are going to take another big step forward in that integration of our economies, that working together, that growing together and strengthening together through signing this investment protocol. enabling freer and freer investments in each other's countries will simply mean more prosperity and more jobs for both the people of New Zealand and the people of Australia. So I'm very pleased to be here and very pleased to have the opportunity to formally sign that investment protocol.